I'm here with John Bailey, Chair of the Accounts Commission, to talk about the annual overview report on local government in Scotland. John, can you tell me what this report is about?
Well, the report looks back at how Scotland's 32 councils have been doing over the last 12 months, and it also looks ahead to the challenges they face in the coming year. Councils spent around £21 billion last year on key services like schools, housing and the environment, which of course are important to us all.
So how have they been performing and how tough is it going to be this year?
It's clear that councils will need to do more with fewer resources. They've coped well with the financial pressures of recent years, but these pressures are not easing and demands on services are still rising. And this means that, to balance the budgets, councils may now have to consider decisions that they had previously ruled out. They're also having to cope with new pressures like the impact of welfare reform. Now, councils are taking this very seriously and they're responding well, but there are major challenges for councils in putting the new benefits arrangements in place. And there are other changes ahead, such as the new National Police and Fire Services and plans to integrate health and social care.
So how can councils do better?
Well, they need to continue to review existing services as well as identifying fresh ways of providing them, working with their partners, sharing skills and resources, and keeping close tabs on budgets to ensure every pound is spent wisely. Now, all of this is a tall order, but there is a fresh appetite now from government and councils for new ways of working, such as more effective community planning. Councillors are at the centre of this, and they have a crucial role in making sure their councils are delivering the best services for local people.
The report says that overall reserves held by councils have gone up.
Well, the trouble is that reserves can only be used once and so are not a sustainable source of funding. Every council, therefore, has to decide for itself on the right level of reserves it should be holding. Our view is that councillors and the public need clear information on why reserves are built up and what the council intends doing with them.
So what do you want to see happen next?
Well, we now have a lot of fresh faces in councils across Scotland. More than a third of councillors elected last year were new to local government, and around one third of councils had changed their chief executives in the last 2 years. These changes provide an opportunity for fresh ideas, renewed impetus for improvement, and that is what we want to see.
John, thank you very much.